Radio 710 KCMO.
All right, Martha, call the neighbors. Your countrymen, let everyone you know that something important is about to happen on this program today. 10:05, Talk Radio 710 KCMO. Andrew Yates in for Mike Murphy today. Murphy has the day off, hopefully just like you do, and hopefully out shopping and having a good time and having a blast today. I have kids with autism, and one of the things that was brought to my attention, mainly by my wife, was the fact that these kids may have attracted this this symptom or this disease, if you will, from a shot that we as parents gave to them as a kid. And it's called the MMR. The fact of the matter is, for a long time, parents suspected that there was an ingredient put inside the MMR to give it a preservative, if you will. And parents have for a long time wanted to find out what happened, why it happened, who caused it, what are the ramifications that parents may have today. And I brought on a couple of experts with me. The first I'm going to bring on is Dr. Mark Geyer. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you. Listen, let's start at the very beginning of this whole thing. In the mid-1980s, there was a shot called the MMR, correct?
Correct.
This shot, did it have thimerosal in it at that time?
No, it did not.
What happened in 1989?
It still didn't have thimerosal. MMR is, this is a rumor that's been going around. MMR is not capable of having thimerosal. Thimerosal would destroy the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very large rise in thimerosal in vaccines around 1990 or 91, but not in the MMR vaccine.
Okay, so where are autistic children getting this, picking up this disease?
Well, I think MMR may be a contributor, but I think the main cause is a rapid increase in the mercury in our vaccines. And what happened is that they were putting usually 25 micrograms per shot in vaccines other than MMR. The vaccines that do have it that are commonly used, especially in 1990-91, we started out giving children DTP. That's diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. And they received five shots of that at 2, 4, 6 months, then 18 months, and then at about 5 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
In around 1990 or 91, we added hepatitis B vaccine, which also contained thimerosal, and we also added HIB, Haemophilus influenza vaccine. So our amount of thimerosal approximately tripled. Thimerosal is largely mercury, and thimerosal, there are actually something like 5,000 papers implicating thimerosal as causing all sorts of problems. And it has been removed from most things, but not completely from our vaccines, although they are slowly removing from the vaccines. Now, MMR. MMR is three live viruses, measles, mumps, and rubella.
Right.
And in a small percentage of children that get autism, you can demonstrate lesions in the gut. This is the work of Andy Wakefield. And also some virus actually in the cerebral spinal fluid. This is not in the majority of children with autism, but in a small minority. And even in those cases, it's generally thought that there was some sort of damage done prior to the MMR, perhaps by thimerosal-containing vaccines. I think the main culprit is thimerosal. In addition to that, I think that the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics both are fully aware of this, and that's why in 1999 they asked the vaccine manufacturers to voluntarily remove thimerosal from vaccines. And they've begun to do so. Unfortunately, there's still a number of vaccines given to children and adults that contain large amounts of mercury.
Talk about the CDC watering down this autism study. When was this autism study?
They just published it this month, and the remarkable thing is that this is the same data that they had 4 years ago. Dr. Verstaten found this data. He was amazed at how much it indicates that there's a real causation here. And they had a conference. And they had a conference at a place called Simpsonwood. It was a private, illegal conference because they invited CDC, FDA, and the manufacturers. And you're not allowed to do that under the Sunshine Rules. And when they went to the conference, they said, gee, we can't have this happening. I mean, this is not tolerable. In fact, they were foolish enough to have a transcript made, and we have the official copy of the transcript. And they got up, and people like Dr. Johnson said, well, you know, now that we know this, I'm not going to be giving it to my grandchildren, but they're not telling the public about it either. And they also said that data was undeniably linking the thimerosal to the problems that we're seeing. And then this year they came out with the same data after saying we got to change it, we got to massage it, we have to push it, we've got to pull it. And now they came out, they had the nerve to come out with the same data and say there's no association. When we have all these quotes saying, you know, this data is unchangeable. No matter what we do to it, it doesn't go away. In addition, we've been working with a congressional committee, and we've gotten permission to see this study was done in a set of data set called VSD, which comprises several large HMO groups. So you can look up the medical records, absent the names, of course, with the computer. We went to see this data, and when we saw the data in that database is even worse than the other databases we've studied. It's very clear. In fact, the relative risks are around usually above 20. That means you're 20 times more likely to have autism if you took the thimerosal-containing vaccines than if you didn't. And we happen to have a way of looking at it. In 1997, a thimerosal-free DTaP vaccine came out. And so we compared children who had the DTaP thimerosal-free with ones that had the thimerosal. We found a relative risk of around 20. But they go around lying about this, and it's an absolute straight-out lie. They fully know that the thimerosal is causing the problem.
Who is lying? The CDC is lying?
The CDC, the certain members of the CDC and the drug companies, and perhaps some people from the FDA and the NIH are covering this up. And why are they covering it up? Because they have to cover it up, because if this gets known, then we'll all realize what a terrible thing they've done to us. It was their job to protect us. That's what we have the CDC and the FDA to make sure that the public is protected. And they've been looking the other way for a very long time. And now that the damage is enormous. To give you an idea what the damage is like, in the 1970s, autism was about 1 in 25,000. In the 80s, it was about 1 in 2,500. In the 90s, it was about 1 in 250. Currently, according to Eli Lilly, the company that makes thimerosal, it's about 1 in 150 now. And worse than that, it doesn't just cause autism. It causes other neurodevelopmental disorders like mental retardation, learning disorders, speech disorders. And in fact, right now, 1 in 8 children have such disorders according to our own statistics, and they're in special education. And this is rising. This can't continue to happen. And, you know, if you were the CDC and you didn't believe that thimerosal caused the problem, you would be out spending all the money and all the brain power of the CDC to find out what you thought was causing this massive rise in neurodevelopmental disorders. And they're not doing anything. And the reason they're not doing anything, they're out studying SARS or monkeypox where there's 8 cases or whatever, which is fine, is that they already know the answer and they're already taking corrective steps, which is to slowly remove the thimerosal. Slowly, because if they removed it all at once, the rate of autism would drop so precipitously that it would be so obvious what happened. And, you know, people would fire them. People would put them in jail because they do indeed take money from the drug companies. You know, some parents would kill them. I don't know. They cannot admit. However, they fully know. They know every bit as well as we do. And other scientists, I'm not the only one. I mean, as I say, there are only 5,000 articles on the subject. We've written about 5 of them. I'd like to be considered somebody that contributed to this, but it's not just us. This has been known. These articles come from every corner of the world, every decade, every specialty of medicine. This is widely known that mercury in the form of thimerosal causes tremendous damage to people and should never be administered to people.
We're talking to Dr. Mark Geyer, who's done an intensive study on the effects of thimerosal on children. 576-7710, star KCMO on your Verizon Wireless. We'll take your phone calls next. If you have children or grandchildren or nieces, nephews, whatever, with autism, this is the man to talk to, and we're going to talk to more about this when we get back. It's 915, Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
You're listening to Andrew Yates on Talk Radio 710 KCMO. If it's making news, it's 710 KCMO Afternoon News with Dan Roberts and Scott Maiman. This afternoon at 5 on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. A little blues in the night for ya. Play it, Hank. One more time because I like it so much. All right, 1020 Talk Radio 710 KCMO. Andrew Yates in for Mike Murphy. 576-7710 star KCMO on your Verizon Wireless. Get in here and talk about this issue. We're talking about the disease of autism and how some of these kids have been poisoned. I'm going to read something to you, Mark, and see what you think. Government researchers say they found little evidence of a link between vaccinations and developmental problems in a study of more than 140,000 U.S. children. The study being published today in the December issue of Pediatrics is one of the latest attempts to determine whether older vaccines with the mercury-containing preservative thimerosal led to nervous system problems such as autism, as some vocal critics contend, i.e. you. The report didn't satisfy vaccine critics who claimed the study's initial results showed a stronger connection but were watered down. They also noted that the study's lead author now works for a vaccine maker. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. And in fact, he's published some previous things a few months before that, which he identified himself as working for the vaccine company. He works for a company in Europe that actually makes thimerosal-containing vaccines, and he failed to identify that in the article, and he also signed a no conflict of interest statement for the journal saying he had no conflict of interest. All he did is work for the company that makes the vaccine that causes the problem.
In all, more than 140,000 children were studied, according to this guy, and no link was found with any other disorders, including autism, said co-researcher Dr. Frank DiStefano of the CDC. Is this the gentleman that you're talking about?
No, actually, Verstappen is the person who, the first author, was the one who actually works for a drug company. Verstappen works for CDC.
576-7710 star KCMO. I have also with us Christy Diamond. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Andrew?
I'm fine. What do you think about all of this? You're the one that spearheads most of this stuff.
I think that what's happened is just an incomprehensible event.
Mm-hmm.
In our lifetime, maybe even before our lifetime. And they have every reason to try and hide it. I can tell you as a parent that, if I saw these guys in person and there were a horde of parents of autistic children wanting to do bodily harm, I wouldn't stop them.
576-7710 star KCMO. Kelly, good morning.
Hi, Mr. Yates.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
First of all, I'd like to tell you thank you so much for having this person on as your guest.
Sure.
I'm a parent of two twin boys that are affected. And to my knowledge, I wanted to ask the doctor this question. To my knowledge, there is a 75-cent tax on every vaccine that's given. For instance, if you took the hepatitis B vaccine, that would be a 75-cent tax that would go into a compensation fund, where if there were injuries, you would get compensated. So if you took a DPT, that would be three shots in one, so the tax would be $2.25. To my knowledge, I believe there's like $1.7 billion in this fund. And I wanted to ask the doctor if it was true that the Department of Justice and HHS were using the kids' money to pay people off to discredit the kids' cases, if he knows anything about that.
Yes.
Thanks, Kelly, for the call.
You're right that there's a 75-cent tax. My understanding is actually $2 billion in the fund, and the Department of Justice defends the fund and, in fact, considers the money to come from the drug companies, the vaccine manufacturers, even though, obviously, a tax on the parents that they pass through to the government is really the kids' money. And, yes, they've spent large amounts of money trying to do publications to defeat the kids' cases.
576-7710 star KCMO. Sherry, good morning.
Yes. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
Sure.
I have a grandson who's 18 months old, and his parents have chosen not to get him any of the shots. But there are a lot of people that are pressuring them with the whooping cough outbreak and everything to do this. And I just wondered if there's an age or if there's a time that you should or shouldn't wait for.
Well, after everything I have said, I want to make a point that I'm strongly pro-vaccine. I think that the vaccines, you know, prevent terrible diseases. My point is that I'd like to see vaccines made that are safe, that don't contain thimerosal, which, of course, has nothing to do with the efficacy of the vaccine. And I'd also like to see some honest, you know, information for parents. And I'd also like to see regulators who are not taking money from the companies that they're regulating. So with specific advice, I think kids need to get to their DTAP shots, and it's now DTAP, which is the acellular pertussis. I've worked about 25 years to make that acellular. And I think that all you can do at the moment is to try to look at the packaging material that comes with the shot and try to get the ones that have no thimerosal in them. Now, if you talk to your doctor, he'll say they're all out. But if you look carefully at some of the packaging, you may find that there's still some that contain thimerosal. Get the ones that don't have thimerosal.
Okay, so when you go to the doctor and you're sitting in there with your room with your crying kid, you're supposed to say, Doc, I need to see the package before you give my kid this shot, correct?
Correct. And the doctor will say, they're all out. We have this happen many, many times. And then you'll say, well, thank you, doctor, but I'd like to see it. And you need to see not only the vial, but the box. They've pulled a trick. For all my lifetime, they've always put the thimerosal on the vial. But since we told the parents to look at the vial, many of the companies have removed the thimerosal from the vial and only put it on the box. I mean, they're playing games with our children's lives and with our society's lives. So you need to see the box. And also, we've got to hope that the box is labeled correctly, because they have admitted at times they have mislabeled the product and that what it says on the box may not be in the vial. And that, I don't know what to tell people to do about. But the best you can do is look at the vial and the box and make sure that it does not contain thimerosal. And if it does, ask your doctor to order a different company or a different lot that does not contain thimerosal. I'm told, and I believe it's true, that all the childhood vaccines now can be gotten thimerosal-free if you ask.
Really?
Yes.
All right, now, if you go in and ask for these shots as the general consumer, that say not on the bubble, that all of us know about this stuff, should the general consumer, can they say what shots contain it and what shots don't, or do they all have them?
Well, originally, many of them had them, not MMR, but a lot of them had them. And now what they're circulating is that it has been removed. And the truth is, it's been removed from some, but not all vaccines. For example, starting January 1st, influenza is going to be a required vaccine for children. Most of the influenza vaccines still contain thimerosal, although I am told that it is possible to get some companies that make influenza with thimerosal-free formulations. But you have to ask, and if you don't get that answer, maybe go to another doctor who will bother to read and to order the correct vaccines.
5767710 star KCMO. Walt, you're on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Yeah, Andy?
Yeah.
This is very interesting. I got in on the last portion of it, and I'm curious, where's your guest coming from? Is he local at all? I doubt it.
No, I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland. It's a suburb of Washington, D.C.
Silver Spring, Maryland. Very good. I spent about 3 years, it's been over 20 years ago now, with the Children's Rehab Unit, and we had considerable autism problems, and they present a tremendous load on the family with it. And once you diagnose it, it is a load on special education methods to correct it. But I can tell you that it's extremely slow for anything positive gain, and I don't think we ever had any study correlating thimerosal in the early vaccines. I've been out of the literature for a while.
Well, they do now, Walt. That's what this guy is on talking about.
Okay. I've been out of the literature for a while, but I do know this idea has been kicking around for 15 or 20 years. And it's appalling that there isn't something that has been done to at least make it volitional on the part of the parent.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're going to talk about this when we come back, because there's a congressman, a representative from Florida, that's asked for an investigation, and we're going to discuss that when we get back here. It's 10:30. My guests are Dr. Mark Geyer and Christy Diamond. We're talking about mercury burden in children with autistic spectrum disorders, and we'll take your phone calls, 576-7710, star KCMO on your Verizon wireless. Call your neighbors, call your countrymen, because there are a lot of children that have this, and it's because of this thimerosal stuff, and we'll continue this discussion when we get back. It's 10:30, Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
You're listening to Andrew Yates on Talk Radio 710 KCMO. The people, the places, the politics. No one knows Kansas City like Mike Murphy on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Talk Radio 710 KCMO. Andrew Yates in for Mike Murphy this morning. We're talking about autism in children and the shots that have been given. My guests are Mark Geyer and Christy Diamond. Christy, you got into this from the back door. You came in from the tooth world.
I did. I decided I was going to make an educational video for our local legislators, and I ended up doing a full-blown documentary, which is now a pilot for an ongoing series called Uninformed Consent. And if anyone wants to look at that, they can go to our site, uninformedconsent.com. And anyway, I was roaming around following the breadcrumbs of all of this stuff, and lo and behold, I run into this mercury and vaccines, and it turns out that these issues are married together. And the reason they're married together is because if you have a child that's born to parents who have amalgam fillings, that's silver fillings with mercury in them, in their mouth, that it crosses the placenta and dumps into the baby, and it increases the risk for that child, depending on some of their marker, their genetic markers, it increases the risk for that child to become autistic the moment that they're vaccinated with one of these thimerosal-laden vaccines.
Mark, what is the next plan of action? I hear there's a congressman that wants to call in some investigative materials of the CDC.
Actually, the Government Reform Committee under Chairman Dan Burton has had about 3 or 4 years of hearings on this, and has a scathing report talking about how the CDC and the FDA have not protected us. But now Dr. Weldon, the only MD in the House, is calling for an investigation both of the whole issue as well as how they could publish the article that we talked about before, saying that there's no association when they darn well knew it, and we even have a transcript where they said they knew the association. So he's working very hard to try to get this out in the open and get it fixed.
Congressman David Weldon, Republican of Florida, also a physician, has formally requested Dr. Julie Gerberding, who is the CDC chief, one-year-old appointee as director, personally investigate the charges. Do you think this is going to happen?
Yes. I think that this is something that is way too big to be hushed up. The people are going to start realizing that there's so many autistics around it. They already are. I mean, every school teacher knows this in first grade. There's been so much damage that they're not going to be able to put this under the rug. They're going to have to come clean on this one.
576-7710, star KCMO. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I just want to preface this by saying, you know, all they need to put before the Congress the videotapes of the children who you have absolutely normal children, and then you, as you watch the videotapes after the MMR, there's a change, an absolute change, and you go, what happened? And you sit there and you cry, and then you hear people like you who give you the answers, and it's sickening. But one of my own ideas is, and there's a nice little fallout to the drug companies and the autism spectrum, is that they, I think, unwittingly have put themselves in the position that as these children grow older, to normalize these kids, there's a huge, huge amount of medicine to be bought. And they make a lot of money on those ancillary medications. And I am I would really strongly suggest to people, if you can't, and I'm a nurse, if you can't find a physician who will be straight up with you, change physicians. Insist on the medications or the vaccinations without them. There are many pediatricians who will go along with you. And, you know, because if you don't do it for your children, at least do it for yourself, because for years to come, your life will never be normal again. And not that they're not precious, they are. But if you're not going to do it for the kids, do it out of selfish motivation, because you're going to be tied up for a very long time.
Susie, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Mark, let me ask you this question. Are there more and more doctors that are signing on to this idea of, let's get the thimerosal-free drugs into my clinic?
More and more every day. This movement is rapidly growing. And to comment on what she said, the most amazing story about the company is that Eli Lilly is the company that owns the patent on thimerosal. They've recently come out with a new drug to treat autistic spectrum disorders called Strattera. They make money on damaging it, and they make money on treating it. It's absolutely amazing.
576-7710, star KCMO. John, good morning.
Hi. I was just wondering if it will cause diabetes in children, adolescent diabetes. And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
That is an issue that, because we represent Congress and we're able to look at the database, the secret database that they never let an outsider look at, we are planning to study. There are great worries about, in addition to the autism epidemic, there's a great epidemic of diabetes, and there's also an unbelievable epidemic of asthma. I just read in the New England Journal in the last month, the rate of asthma in the United States now is 1 in 4. When I went to medical school in the 70s, it was 1 in 100. 1 in 4 is really scary. Now, is it caused by thimerosal? Is it caused by aluminum and vaccines? Is it caused by something else? Somebody better look into the growing epidemics of these chronic diseases, in addition to neurological ones, and find out what they are and stop it.
Now, my child, who is 8, who is also autistic, Dr. Geyer, had RSV as a 1-year-old. Could that be traced to that?
I don't know. I mean, this is something that needs to be worked on. I don't know the answer to that.
Interesting. 576-7710, star KCMO. My guests are Christy Diamond and Dr. Mark Geyer. Most all this information is going to be on our show notes page, 710kcmo.com. And you roll your mouse over show host, click on Mike Murphy's name. Murphy's bio shows up at the bottom of that page. It's a blue bubble. And you click on that blue bubble, and that's the show notes page. And all this stuff will be on there today. And we'll have more in your phone calls next. 1041, Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
You're listening to Andrew Yates on Talk Radio 710 KCMO. Today on Talk Radio 710 KCMO, Dr. Laura is in at 11. Then get Hannitized with Sean Hannity at 2. First, it's more with Mike Murphy on Kansas City's talk station, Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Star KCMO on your Verizon Wireless. We're talking about allegations that the CDC watered down the autism study that could be responsible for hundreds of thousands of disabled children from a drug titled thimerosal. I'm trying to find, there it is, thimerosal. So we have folks calling in wondering, how do you spell it and how do you pronounce it? That's thimerosal. Thimerosal. My guests are Dr. Mark Geyer and Christy Diamond. Christy, tell me, what is your next step in all of this? I know you're investigating mainly amalgams and so forth in your teeth, but what is your next step going to be for all of this? Christy, can you get her up? Thank you. What's your next step, Christy?
Currently, we're cutting another film on vaccines, and we're just going to continue doing documentaries on these subjects until we get it handled. We're also working on getting a medical model together that can be employed quickly within a hospital or a clinic, where we can remove these sources of poison from people's bodies safely, because there's an issue all around that as well. And, you know, one of the things, Andrea, I wanted to bring up is, if you step outside the box here, you know, we were talking about how, you know, there's a business benefit to the pharmaceutical companies that we're all sick. You know, and full hospital beds are good business, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so if you step outside the box and you look, well, one-third of our gross national product consists of the sale of health care and pharmaceutical sales. That's a pretty staggering statistic. And then you go on and you look and you see, well, some of the recent statistics show that the third highest cause of death in the U.S. are reactions to appropriately prescribed pharmaceuticals. The second, by the way, is cancer, which many people die from the treatment, not the cancer itself. And number one is heart attack and stroke, and there's some questionable ties to this poisoning issue as well there.
Dr. Mark, what is the, for you folks that are researching this, what is the next step for you guys?
Well, we're going to go down and spend a whole lot more time at this secret database and do all kinds of analysis. So far, we've only been there 2 days, and really to get in there, we have to get our congressman on the line, and they have to yell and scream because we interfered with in every possible way to do this. In addition, we're starting to test the vaccines because, excuse me if I don't totally believe the package inserts anymore,
mm-hmm.
we're going to actually measure the levels of mercury and find out which ones really have them and how much.
Christy, how difficult is it to get Congress to move on this?
Well, some members of Congress are very, very active with this.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, as a whole, it's very difficult. It's clear, as a business person, it's very clear that there are some hidden agendas going on here. They're not supporting the public here in our protection, which is their job. They are supporting what is beneficial to the pharmaceutical trade. And when you have such a large gross national product occupied by pharmaceuticals, it's not a small wonder that this is going on. And we as people, just as humanity, need to really make our decisions with our purchasing dollar, because the last thing that's going to happen is that the laws are going to be in place to protect us.
5767710 star KCMO. Joanne, good morning.
Hi, I'd like to ask Dr. Geyer, how did he ever associate autism with vaccines? And when my grandson was diagnosed with autism, my daughter's pediatrician told her that she was going to hear it was from vaccines. I'll hang up and listen to his answer. Thank you.
When we were initially contacted, a number of parents had made the observation that as the number of vaccines went up and the thimerosal went up, the autism went up. And our initial reaction to this, and we'd been studying vaccines for a long time, but not about thimerosal, our initial reaction was, you know, the amount of television went up, so television causes it, you know, that's ridiculous. And we couldn't find a way to study it. But we, at that point, we weren't so unpopular with the CDC that we actually had people there that sent us the number of doses made by each company. And when we knew the number of doses made by each company and we discovered that one of the companies was making a thimerosal-free vaccine, we were able to study the database, a different one called theirs, and we were able to show a strong link. We still weren't convinced until we saw the government's own study, not the one they just published, but the one that they had when they first did the study before they changed it. And when we saw that, we realized that they knew and we knew, and then we confirmed it by studying the U.S. Department of Education database, and now we've studied their own database, which shows it. So we have it from three different databases, done three different ways, and then we started looking, and anybody can do this. You can go to Medline, which is an online search for medical documents.
Is that Medline.com?
I think you just type... One of the sites, there are a number of sites into it. One is PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, and you type in PubMed and it comes up, and you can just type the word thimerosal, and it'll give you all the articles that were published, at least the online ones. There's still some more, but that were published since the early 60s, and we found 1,500 articles. And then someone did an offline search, which is called Medlar, which is one that goes all the way back. And there are 5,000 articles. And these articles, you know, are from 1953. They said, don't put this in the vaccine. It's causing damage. But the big damage didn't occur until we suddenly went up in the number of vaccines. And there may not be anything wrong with the vaccines. The problem is each time you give a shot, there's more thimerosal. And pretty soon, we got to the point where we're giving 125 times the EPA maximum dose of mercury in the shots.
5767710 star KCMO. Dr. Mark Geyer and Christy Diamond are my guests. We'll have more. I'm Andrew Yates in for Mike Murphy. Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
You're listening to Andrew Yates.
I just said that.
On Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Mike Murphy. Kennedy on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Turn it up, Tim. Show, you know. All right, there you go. That's Grooving Hard with Buddy Rich and the Boys. Andrew Yates in for Mike Murphy today, 1053 Talk Radio 710 KCMO. My guests are Dr. Mark Geyer and Christy Diamond. We'll be talking about the mercury burden in children with autistic spectrum disorders. Dr. Geyer, what's the best way to get your study online?
We don't actually have a site, but if you just search our name, you'll find actually 8 or 10 or 15 of these studies. We've published them all over the place.
Okay. So they just go to google.com and type in Mark Geier. You'll find plenty of stuff.
That's right.
Christy, what is your website?
Uninformed Consent. .com. It's www.uninformedconsent.com.
And we'll have all this on the show notes page probably after 11:30, folks, because I have to have some time to switch out some things. 576-7710 star KCMO. Bill, good morning.
How you doing?
Fine.
How was the holiday for you?
Good.
So far?
Good.
Yes, sir. I had a comment. I was sitting in a dentist chair, and I overheard something kind of near the end of the day, and this guy was asking somebody. They're like out in the hallway, and they're talking about, you know, certain kinds of drugs and all this, and they're talking about deodorant and some kind of aluminum zirconium. And they said that, well, I mean, I overheard them, and I never got to see their faces or who was having this conversation. And they said one of them commented that he thought that was a big contributing factor to Alzheimer's.
Haven't heard that one, but thanks for calling. 576-7710 star KCMO. Christy, what'd you say?
Oh, that was Mark.
I said I have. In fact, first of all, the vaccines, many of them contain aluminum as well, and that may cause some of the problems. And in fact, aluminum and the link between aluminum and Alzheimer's has been studied so much that at one point Canada made aluminum cans for drinking soda illegal because they were afraid it contributed to Alzheimer's. I'm not sure it does, but heavy metals are a very likely source of increasing Alzheimer's.
I mean, if you look at the chemistry and history of heavy metals, I mean, you know, the Roman Empire failed because of lead poisoning in their water pipes. Now, another thing you could look at is, you know, within the past 10 or 20 years, we see an increase of violence in these diseases and so forth, and we also see an increase to exposures to heavy metals. Although mercury is probably the most egregious one, it seems to, in some of the studies I've read anyway, I think Mark would probably concur, but it seems that it gets sometimes 100 times worse if you mix it with just another metal.
Wow. 576-7710 star KCMO. John, good morning on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
Hello.
Hello. Turn your radio down there, buddy.
Okay, hold on a minute, please.
Yes, this is called Radio Live. We're not taped. This is radio as we happen. There we go.
Hello.
John, you back with us?
Yes,
I'm so proud. What do you got for us?
I understand that I hear rumors that the flu shot has this a thimerosal in it. Is that correct?
Virtually all the flu shots, there's about 1% of them are thimerosal-free, and 99% contain thimerosal. That's absolutely correct.
99% have it in it?
I'm sorry?
You say 99% have it in it?
Yes, 99% have it in it, and it's 25 micrograms per shot, and the EPA maximum for mercury is 0.1 microgram per kilogram. So, for example, if you're an 80-kilogram guy, which is a pretty good-sized guy, you're allowed to have 8 micrograms of mercury safely, and you get 25.
Oh, mercy. So you're robbing Peter to pay Paul on that one.
Also, of course, it's been announced, if you listen carefully, this year's flu shot is to the wrong strain and therefore is unlikely to work.
Wow, I didn't know that. 576-7710, Stark ACMO. Charles, good morning.
Yes, I have a point I'd like to make with your concern. Your physician made a comment about the quality, about a conflict of interest.
Right. Quickly.
Yeah, okay. Well, in quality assurance, the companies are responsible for pulling their own quality on their substances, whatever they're making. There's supposed to be a completely independent organization comes in that does quality assurance to verify that the quality control inspectors are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
What do you think about that, Mark, real quick?
And the quality control people here are supposed to be CDC and FDA, and CDC and FDA are taking large amounts of money from the very people they're supposed to be regulating. And, in fact, that's public knowledge, and they acknowledge that they take grants and funds from the companies that they're regulating.
Mark, will there ever be a chance for parents to sue to get money out of these people?
I believe there will be. I believe you'll see in 2004 hundreds of suits will be filed against the company.
Okay, thank you. I know this is only a one-hour show. We hope we should shed a little bit of light on it. Christy Diamond, thank you. Dr. Mark Geyer, I appreciate it very much. Hope you all have a great Friday and a great weekend. Enjoy the shopping time, folks. I'm Andrew Yathen for Mike Murphy. Murphy, I'll be back on Monday. You have a great weekend. Good night. Oh, make it big. Favorite part, the Tiffany solo. Good, Tim.